The Wisconsin Indian Tribal Community Reintegration Program is the first of its kind in the nation. While tribes in other states have worked with prison systems to reduce recidivism, this is the first time several tribes have worked together in such an effort. With $287,000 in federal grant money and assistance from the Department of Corrections, the program hopes to help 100 ex-offenders over the next 3 years. Melinda Danforth of the Oneida Tribe serves on Governor Doyle's Offender Reentry Council.
The link with the Department of Corrections is important because the Department of Corrections is the one that is going to be giving us the information, you know, who we can anticipate is going to get out when. And then the grant has specific requirements within it that tells us who falls under the guidelines of being served.
Native Americans account for 3%, or about 700 of the 23,000 inmates in state prisons now. Their recidivism rate is 20%. Former Menominee tribal leader Ada Deer says helping keep 100 of them from reoffending in the next 3 years is an achievable goal.
It's not rocket science. You know, we're going to have staff people, social worker, you know, lawyer. We're going to start working with them while they're in prison, and then when they get out, help them find their education, the jobs, the housing.
The program begins in January and will serve the Oneida, Menominee, and Stockbridge-Munsee tribes to begin with, but eventually could serve all 10 Wisconsin tribes. Deer says the goal eventually is to fund the program with money diverted from the millions of dollars in casino fees the tribes pay the state each year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.